the makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. If the latest scientific reports are correct, all you people who spend your night counting sheep to get to sleep will soon have to do your counting by twos. Well, science is now creating a breed of sheep that will produce twins only. Actually, of course, whether you count sheep one by one or two by one, or two by two, it's not going to put you to sleep a bit faster. The only way to cure sleeplessness is to find out the cause of it, and then get rid of that cause. Maybe in your case, it's coffee that keeps you awake. Although many people can drink coffee without staying awake afterwards, many others cannot. If you suspect that coffee is robbing you of sleep, try drinking Postum instead of coffee. For Postum does not contain caffeine or any other stimulant that could possibly disturb your rest. And it's a drink you'll enjoy right from the first sip, because it's such a cheering, tempting, flavorful beverage. For your convenience, it comes in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Drink either form regularly, and if you think coffee's been keeping you awake, see if you don't sleep better and feel better after you've switched to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. That Lum has sold his interest in the Jotham Down store to Squire Skimp, the old fellow is making plans to go to England to claim the inheritance he was recently informed of waiting for him there. Lum and Abner now believe they found a way to drive to England in a car. While looking over a map last Wednesday, they were amazed to find that by going by way of the North Pole, they would have very little water to cross, and the old fellows are quite excited over the new route they have discovered. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum over at the store talking with Squire Skip. Listen.
No, it ain't none of my business, Squire, but I just hate to sit back and see you run over Abner the way you are. He's awful unsatisfied.
Well, now, it's about time that somebody took charge around here, Lum. Abner may not like the way I've been running things, but he'll have to admit that we've been doing more business than you two fellas ever did.
Yeah, but he owns just as much stock in this store as you do, and he ought to have some say-so about it and how it's being run.
The whole trouble with Abner is he just don't want to work. He's been used to coming down here and sitting back there by the stove all day playing checkers and just let the business take care of itself.
Well, we all have done pretty good here, all have made a living out of it.
Yes, and that's all you did do, too, was just make a living. Why, you just wait. For another 6 months, I'll have all the business in town, Long. Only competition I've got now is Grandpappy Spears trying to run Dick's store for him. So I'll have him out of business in another 3 months. Wait, there comes Abner now.
Yeah, don't say nothing to him about me talking to you, Squire.
Why, no, I want to have it out. I don't want him going around town talking about me to my back.
He ain't been talking about you. I just sort of figured he was unsatisfied from two or three remarks he let slip. He ain't been complaining, I'll tell you that.
Well, now, you just tell him at any time things are not going to suit him around here, why, just to come to me with them. I think I can always show him where he's wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
Well, I guess I'll go to lunch now that he's back. But you're 5 minutes late, Abner.
Well, I was 20 minutes late leaving. It was 10 minutes till 12 whenever I left.
Well, now, we want to keep things on schedule around here. Your lunch period is from 11:30 to 12:30. This way, why, you make me late. Well, I'll be back.
All right, Squire. That's blame Hammerhead. How are you, Ron?
All right, Anna. Just come over to talk to you some more about this trip to England.
Well, I don't know yet where I can go with you or not. I ain't had a chance to talk to Squire about him buying my half-interest in the store here yet. He was in the county seat all day yesterday getting some new merchandise for the store.
Well, that's one reason I wanted to see you before you did sell out to him. I don't know whether we better try to drive from here to England in a car or not, Abner.
What's the matter?
Well, I was talking to Mose Moots about it down at the barbershop this morning. He says we'll run into an awful lot of trouble, he said.
Trouble?
Yeah, he says a body can't drive a car up through Alaska and down through Siberia and get to England that way.
Well, did you tell him that we looked it up on the map?
Yeah, but he brung up a lot of things that I hadn't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that's clean up there by the North Pole, you know.
Well, we could go around it, couldn't we?
Yeah, but it's so cold up there, the radiator would freeze up on it.
In the summertime is the way?
That's what he said. Another thing, there ain't no filling stations in through Siberia, as he said.
Oh, now, how does he know? He ain't never been up through there.
That's what he says. I don't know where he found out. Says he never heard of nobody driving a car up through that country.
Well, maybe that's the reason they ain't got no filling stations up there.
That's reason enough. Got to have gasoline.
Bogey, now here, hold on. That might be a pretty good idea right there, Long. Just go up there and put in a filling station.
I ain't looking for nothing to get to England and inherit all that money.
Well, now, sure, I'm just a good mind to let you go on to England and just leave me there in Siberia. I'll put one in.
Why, you wouldn't do no business. Wouldn't be no cars coming through there.
Well, maybe there would be if they had a place to buy gasoline.
But they wouldn't know you was there.
Well, you could tell everybody where I'm at. Quick as you get to England there. Fact is, you could put up some road signs for me. I'll paint them. Say, so many miles to Peabody's filling station. I reckon it's the name I'll pick for it.
That'd look fine. Put up a sign right out of England there saying 4,000 miles to Peabody's filling station.
And tourist camp.
Tourist camp?
Yeah. I think I'll put in a few cabins, too. Might not all filling stations have got them nowadays.
Well, you can't put up no cabins up there. They sleep in them gigolos.
In what?
Gigolos. It's a roundhouse they do.
Oh, train sleeping roundhouses.
These is little roundhouses built out of ice. It's cold up there.
Well, it'd be cold anywhere living in a house built out of ice.
Well, that's all they've got to build them out of. There ain't no trees up there.
Uh-huh.
Now, you better give up that whole life. Couldn't make no money out of it, no way.
Why, sure I could. There ain't no others up there I can, I know. Building, I'll raise the prices to $2 a night. You have to take them. They ain't going to sleep outside if it's as cold up there as you say it is.
Yeah, but you just get $2 a year apiece out of the cabin. The nights is 6 months long, you know. 6 months a day and 6 months a night.
Oh, yeah, I believe I have heard that, yeah.
That's another thing me and Mose were talking about this morning. If we get there at the wrong time of the year, we never would get through there. Get lost and wouldn't be nobody could tell us the right road or nothing.
Well, we could wake them up, couldn't we?
Yeah. Maybe about get up and take a shot at it. You know how grouchy you are when somebody wakes you up after you get been asleep for 4 or 5 hours. Get a fella up after he's been asleep for 4 or 5 months, he gets out to take a shot at you.
Yeah, that's right. That may be that.
Another thing, driving for 6 months with the lights on that away, we'd run the batteries down on the car to where we couldn't see nothing.
Yeah, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, I can sort of see now why nobody never has driven to England that way then.
Of course, if we hit it in the daylight, it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, I don't know where I can set up for 6 months and drive or not. In a month or two of that, I'd have a little trouble holding my eyes open and tell.
Yeah, well, we just have to take out and sleep somewhere, don't
we? Bet they laugh at us up there,
don't we? Regardless of what they do, just tell them we ain't used to it.
Yeah. But I can see now why one of them tourist camps wouldn't do no good. Man, that's more like a reason they ain't putting none of them in. Just one night a year, why, buddy, couldn't make no money out of them.
Well, I told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but I just thought, long as they weren't none up there, why, it might be a pretty good opportunity. Wouldn't have no competition in them.
Well, as far as that goes, you wouldn't have no competition if you put up a lighthouse here in Vine Ridge, would you?
No. But I don't think the fella would do no good with one of them here at home.
Of course not.
I think they just put them things on oceans anyway. Mm-hmm. Or at least where all the pictures I ever seen of them were.
Well, sure, that's what they're for, so the ships can see where they're going.
Well, I never thought they went no place. I thought they built them on the banks.
So the ships can see where they're going. No, come to think about it, it's so the ships can see where not to go.
see where not to go.
Yeah, whatever.
Looks to me like they'd be more interested in seeing where they are going instead of where they're not going.
Well, to keep ships from running into the bank or some rocks or something.
Oh.
Well, what difference did it make? You want to put in on nowhere.
Oh, no. There wouldn't be no place around here for anything. Well, except down there on the mill pond. And there ain't no ships on there. No, I don't believe that's a very good idea, Lon.
Well, I never meant to put in none. I just said it'd be just like putting in one.
Yeah, but I don't think we ought to even think about it at all. Just forget the lighthouse, I believe, the best thing.
All right, quit thinking about it.
Yeah, ain't no use to think of nothing for me to put no money in, for I ain't sold my half interest in the store here to Squire yet. I ain't got no money.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to talk this whole thing over with you before you did. We ain't going, ain't no use to sell out to me.
Oh, well, I don't know, Mama. Good minds do that anyhow. I've just stood about all I can off on that feller. Just got to where I ain't got no more say-so around here than that cat laying yonder.
Well, it's your own fault, Abner. You're just letting him run over you. You got to stand up and fight for your rights. Fight fire with fire.
Oh. You mean to... Oh. Do what now?
I say, you've got to fight fire with fire.
Oh, yeah, that'd get even with him. He'll think I'm trying to put it out, and I'll be putting more fire on it, huh?
On what?
Why? On whatever it is that's on fire.
No, I'm talking about Squire in the store here.
Yeah, but trouble with that is, Lump, if I burn up his half the store, I'd burn up my half, too.
Well, I don't mean for
of course, now we got the thing insured. That'd be one way to get my money out of it. I don't get I believe that's a pretty good idea, Lump. Yes, sir, just do that. Just fight fire with fire.
Well, you wouldn't want to set fire to the store here just to collect the insurance. That'd be unhonest.
Yeah, that's right. It would, wouldn't it?
What's
no, it? That won't work. All right, don't wait a minute, love. Wait a minute. I've got an idea.
You don't understand what I'm talking about, Edna. Fight Squire with fire. Instead of letting him run over.
Well, I thought you said fight fire with fire. Yeah, I don't wait a minute. Here, Lom. Come on now. Pitch in and help me here. We'll get my half of all this stuff moved out there in the street. And by the time he gets back from dinner, this whole store will be on fire.
Well, let's hope Lum succeeds in explaining this old Edward saying to Abner before it's too late. Now that the weather's getting warmer, does it seem to you, mothers, that every time you turn around, someone's asking for a cool drink? And at dinner, when you ask the family what they want, do you hear, "I want iced tea. I want milk. Make mine iced coffee." Well, here's a grand way to keep everybody happy and save yourself a lot of time. Simply make iced postum your official household drink. All you have to do is to make a large pitcher of iced postum, put it in the refrigerator, and your family will do the rest. You see, postum can stand without becoming strong and bitter, and both youngsters and grown-ups can enjoy its refreshing goodness. Since postum contains no stimulant of any kind that could possibly cause sleeplessness, nervousness, or indigestion, no matter when you drink it, no matter how much you drink. So order postum from your grocer tomorrow and see if the whole family doesn't agree it's as cooling as a shower. The grandest summer drink you ever put on the table. Lum and Abner will be back again on Monday evening at the same time. Try to join us. And meantime, happy weekend. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.